to all those tests you cram for, to the plans you're making now for your careers, to go on to graduate school. You all have seen so much. You've witnessed the school's rebirth after the devastation of Hurricane Katrina, the new buildings that replaced the ones you lost, the classrooms that started filling back up again, the service projects that you all have done to help this community bounce back. And I know along the way that each of you has written your own story of resilience and determination to make it here to this day. For example, as you heard, Nicole was told back in high school that she just wasn't college material. But now she is your class president and she's headed off to Yale for her graduate degree. So there. That's it. And I know that some of you may come from tough neighborhoods. Some of you may have lost your homes during Katrina. Maybe you're like Deshaun Dabney, a graduate who was raised by his grandmother. Maybe that's your grandmother, isn't it, Deshaun? Raised by his grandmother while some of his family members were dealing with issues. Maybe just like him, you've been working part-time at jobs since you were a teenager to make your dream of going to college come true. And now today, you're all here, ready to walk across this stage and get that diploma. And no matter what path you took to get here, you all kept your hearts set on this day. You fought through every challenge you encountered, and you earned that degree from this fine university. And in doing so, you are following in the footsteps of all those who came before you.